Text 4. Crime story. Selfies solve it. Ping. Marissa's laptop sent her a notification. Someone had uploaded photos to her album on the cloud. That's odd, she thought. I lost my phone last week. Why is my account active? Then it hit her. Someone must be using my phone. She hurried down to the police station to report the theft. Detective Lam asked Marissa when her phone disappeared. I think I lost it after I went on a date last week. I phoned the restaurant, but the phone wasn't there. Have you seen your date since then? Asked Detective Lam. Steve? Oh no, he's a lovely guy, but we have nothing in common. So I told him I didn't want to see him again, explained Marissa. Can I take a look at the photos in your album? Asked the detective. If you can get into my account, I can't remember my password, cried Marissa. Detective Lam sighed. Well, we can reset it. You do know your mother's maiden name, right? Oh, yes, laughed Marissa. It's Ng. Detective Lam reset Marissa's password and logged into her account. He looked hard at the screen. The photos, most of them selfies, all had the same woman in them. She was good looking, with short dark hair and thick glasses. Have you seen this woman before? Detective Lam asked. Never in my life, said Marissa. Do you think she stole my phone? Probably not. But she should be able to tell us who did. Leave this with me, added Detective Lam. He was sure he had the answer to the crime. Detective Lam examined the photos, looking for clues. Then he saw it. In one photo, the woman was posing in front of an office front door. The company's name was behind her. He zoomed in. True calling. Detective Lam wasted no time. He drove straight to the office and found the woman. Where did you get your phone from? He asked her. My new boyfriend gave it to me as a gift, she explained, looking very surprised. Who knew that selfies could be so dangerous? Detective Lam muttered to himself with a grin. Is your boyfriend called Steve?